But when these kelim are on top of the chamor, then divrei hakol mechurin, everybody holds that it's included in the sale. If so, how many? Who does this go like? Because here it's mashmi, even though these kelim are on top of the chamor, it's only part of the sale. If you speak out clearly, kol mashalov. But if you do not speak this out, mashmi, even the things that are on it, are not included in the sale. So Mura says like this, le'olam, really, I tell you, b'shein oidin olav machlekes. The machlekes is when the kelim are not on top of the chamor. That's what Rabbanan argue. For Rabbanani, and therefore this price goes according to the Rabbanan. If it goes according to Rabbanan, what's the pshat then? You're telling me that when they're oidin olav, everybody agrees it's part of the sale, so what do you have to speak it out for? So where it says, pshat the price is like this, v'yema, uvizman sh'omaloi, who the choma shiroyuli is olav, then it's included. In other words, we're talking about nataka with these kelim are not on top of the chamor. They're not on top of the chamor. So therefore, minastam like the chom hold, they're not included in the sale. But bizman you speak it and say clearly, I'm selling you my chamor, and or it says I want to buy your chamor and everything that's fit to be on top of it. Then we say they're all included in the sale. Toshma, I come in here. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Pomim mechurim, pomim shena mechurim." Sometimes it's included in the sale, and sometimes not. So my love, isn't it? My dekama Tanakama, koi Rabbi Yehuda. What the Tanakama is talking about on that Rabbi Yehuda is going. And Rabbi Yehuda for sure is talking about when the kelim are on top of the chamor. So here you see the machlokes tanakama is also when the kelim are on top of the chamor. So Mura says could be loy. No, it's not the pshat. I'll tell you, Rabbi Yehuda is milso achritikama. Rabbi Yehuda is saying something by himself. Milso achritikama. He's saying something different. So therefore, you can't bring a proof from Rabbi Yehuda to tanakama. Oh, Malay Ravina Ravashi, Toshima, come here, I'll bring your proof. Mocher es hakroin, if somebody sells the wagon, so le mocher es hapredois, the mules are not included. Vitoni Rav Tachlifo, ba marovo, kaime de Rabbi Avua, that mocher es hakroin, if somebody sells the wagon, mocher es hapredois, he learned in his braisa that yes, the mules are included in the sale. I had to steer it to the Mishnah. For Yom Aleyai Vonan, we learned Loi Mochet Nana Mishnah. For Yom Aleyai Yismayu, so you want to say if so, I'll take away the Braisa. For Yom Aleyai answered back, Loi, no, don't take it away. But rather, to target Masnisoch, you learn Shan, your Braisa, the Yadukim Boy. That when do you say, if you sell, I'll sell you the coin, that the Praedas are included? That's when they're attached. When the kroin, when the wagon and the mules are attached together, then they're both included. That's pshan the braisa. But mechlal, that's a proof. The masnisa that our mission is talking about, b'shein adukim boy. The mission is talking about what they're not attached. Since so, umi dereisha b'shein adukim bo. Since the dereisha is talking about where they're not attached, if so, say for nami b'shein oidim olov. The Chur the Seif is also talking about with the Chamor and the Kelim that the Kelim are not on top of the Chamor. And that's where the Machloik is between the Tanakamo and Nochem is. Sumara says, Adarabah, maybe just the opposite. Eimer Reisha, what does the Reisha say? Avoloi Mocha Loyes Vavodim Loyes Vantiki. That we say what? That you do not mean what I sell you a Svino. I do not mean to sell the avodim, the crew, and the antique, the merchandise is not included. The Amrina, and we say, my antique, what does it mean? The antique, Omra Popo, Iska Shebegavo, it means the merchandise that's inside the ship, inside the sacks. Since so, Umi the Reisha B'yodin Olov, since the Reisha is talking about when these merchandise is inside the ship, inside the sacks, if so, Sefer Nami B'yedin Olof. You can make a deity. The Sefer is also talking about when they are on it. Ella, what do you have to answer? Tana mili mili katani. Like each Mishnah is talking about its own separate case. You can't bring a proof from one Mishnah to another Mishnah. So therefore, again, you can't have any proof exactly where our machlekes about mocheres hachamor, if the kelim are included or not, which case, what are we talking about? Whether the kelim are attached or not attached, you can't bring a proof from the Mishnahs before. Omer Abaya, Abaya says, that's Rabbi Eliezer, for Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, for Rabbi Meir, for Rabbi Nosin, for Sumchis, for Nochem Hamodai, Kulus Svirulhu, all of them hold that Kimaz ben Inchi, Midi, when somebody sells something, Iyu v'chol tashmishtei mizavin, he means to include in the sale anything that you need for it. All the tashmishtei, anything that's necessary to use the thing, it's all included in the sale. Even though you sell it stam, but we say these things are all included, like b'ayin yofa humeicha. That's what Rabbi says. So now it's like this. Rabbi Elazar was, Rabbi Elazar sheet that this man we learned. Rabbi Elazar oimer, hamoicher es beis habad. If somebody says, sell the beis habad, the olive press, mocher es hakoira, the koira, the big beam that you need to press down on the olives, that's also included. Even though it's a metaltlim, it's not a dovro that's attached to the press, but since you need it for the press, it's included. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel b'tanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loymer, ha'boy cheres o'ir. If somebody sells you a city, mo cheres ha'santer, the santer, the surveyor, the one that knows all the boundaries of the city, he's also included. So even though he's not a chilek of the city, but since he's necessary, he's part of Tashmishim, you need him to know exactly all the borders, all the boundaries of the city, he's included in the sale. Rabbi Meir de Tanya, we learned, Rabbi Meir Omer, Mocheres HaKerem, Mocha Tashmishi HaKerem, if I sell somebody my vineyard, I mean to sell the Tashmishim, the things you need, the kanim, the things that you need for the kerem, they're also included. Rabbi Nosen v'sumchis, beitzes v'dugis. We have before, if you sell a ship, you also mean to include the small rowboats. Since they're necessary for the ship, they're also included in the sale. Nochem amodai hodi amoron. That's what we say in our mission here, that if you sell a chamor, you also mean to include all the kelim with it. Then our mission says, Rabbi Yehuda v'aymer, pomim b'churim, it depends. Sometimes when you sell a chamor, the kelim are included, and sometimes not. Zemur says, "Mai shino chamorcho zu, u'mai shino chamorcho." Who? What's the difference? He says the word "who," or he says the word "zu." What's the difference? In both cases, he should mean the chamor with the kelim on it. Omar Rabba says like this: "Chamorcho zu." If I say this chamor, yoda de chamro didehu. We know it's his chamor, vai de komalezu. How when once I say the word chamorcho, I mean your chamor, your donkey. Saka I'm adding on the word zu, mishum kelev komalei. I mean to say, I want to buy your chamor the way it is, as it is, with the kelev on it. But chamorcho hu de lo yoda de chamor de dehu. If I just say chamorcho, I'm asking you, is this your chamor? No, I do not even know if it's your chamor or not. Vochi komalei. Chamor chuhu, shitamachrenu li. Listen, is this your chamor? I want to buy it. So therefore, if he says yes, all he means to say is that I'll sell you the chamor, but we do not have any proof about the kelim on it. Therefore, in such a case, the kelim are not included in the sale. Now the Mishnah says, Ha moicheres ha chamor. Somebody sells a chamor. Moicheres ha siach. It means to sell the young one, the benoy shel chamor, the son of a chamor, was called a siach. Moicheres ha pora. Somebody sells you a cow. Loi moicheres benoy. You do not mean to include the son. We'll see what's the difference between a pora and a chamor. The Gemara will say. Moicher ashpa. Mocha Zavla, if I saw you a junkyard, a mokum, which is, let's say, three tvachim down, or three tvachim high, that's ruggle. People put their zevel. The manure of the animals there, so I also mean to include the zevla. The manure is also included. Mocha bor, mocha meimeho. If I saw you a ditch that you keep water in there, I also mean to include the water also. Mocha kiveris, if I saw you a beehive. Mocha dvar, I also mean to include the bees also. Mocha shevich, if I sell you the birdhouse. Mocha yevonim, yainim, I also mean to include the yainim, I also mean to include the pigeons also, they're also included. Smur says, hechidami, what are we talking about? If I say I want to buy the chamor and its son, if so, afiloporo ubenonami. So I sell you a cow, I should also mean to include the son of the cow. I do not say the words hiyu b'no, safilu chamor nami loy. I should not mean to include the son of the chamor either. Amra Papa said, the omalei chamor menika, upor menika. Like I'm selling you, like a chamor that's nursing, and a por that's nursing. That's what I'm selling you. Hani meich lecho. So if it's like this. You know what I mean to say when I'm selling you a nursing cow? In other words, she has milk. So I mean to tell you that this cow has milk. That's what I mean to sell you. Not the son, just like the milk. Ela chamor, my komale. Like we don't use the milk of a chamor. So what do you mean to say? You're selling me a nursing chamor. Shema mino, hi yu b'no komale. You mean to say I'll sell you the chamor with its son. V'yamai korale, siach, how come it's called a siach? Because when it's young, the chamor, you can just talk nicely to it. Sicha, talk nicely and it'll come. But shaking an older one doesn't come when you talk to it. You have to have a madas, you have to hit it. All right, a turnover. Omer Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeini, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, my dichse, what does the pasuk say in Bamidbar? Al kein yomru ha-moishlim, therefore the moishlim, the one that rules, will say, so idashin ha-moishlim, elu ha-moishlim b'yitzrum, means tzadikim, that rule over the Yetzirah. They don't listen to the Yetzirah, but rather they rule over them. So boyu cheshboin, that means, let's come and make an account of this world. That means, hefsed mitzvah, kineget choro. Let's see if you mafsed, if you don't do a mitzvah, what do you gain? How much reward do you think you gain by not doing the mitzvah? Is it worth it for you not to do the mitzvah because you can gain a few dollars? Or also, schara veira, kineget hefsedo. Let's see how much you're going to gain by doing the avera. Can I get the hefsed? How much you're going to lose out? Is it worth it or not? That's called a tzaddik, that he makes a cheshbon to know exactly what's kedai, what he should do, and what he shouldn't do. Then the pasuk says, "Tibor nevesikainen," means imato oisikain. If you act like this, tibor neboilamazet, you're going to build up in this world. Vesikainen yerlamabo, you make a strong foundation for yerlamabo. Ir sichon, what does that mean? If you make yourself like this type of a city, sichon, which we said before, means shemahalach acha sichono, that you go after nice talk. In other words, you're like a young donkey, that you listen to anybody, you listen to Yetzirah, you go after the bed. Mike sivach, what is the pasuk say afterwards? That a fire will come out from Cheshbon. That means Teitzei Eish, a fire will come out mi mechashbon, from the tzaddikim, the ones that do make a Cheshbon, make an account exactly what's worth it to do, what's not worth it to do. V'toichale sheinu mechashbon, and they'll eat up, they'll burn up the Rishoyim that do not make this Cheshbon. V'lahavo Mikiryas Sichoin means Mikiryas Tzadikim, from the Kriya of Tzadikim, Shenikro Sichoin, they're called Sichoin. Ochlo Moyov Zeha Mahalech Acha Yitzroi, That's how they'll burn up the people that go after the Yetzer Hara. Kir there, like the city, Shemahalacha Chasichano, that goes after nice, simple words, is Bale Bomois Arnoid. What does that mean? Elo Gassi Ruach. These are the haughty people, the Bas Gassi Ruach. The Yom Amar, Kolodom Shiesh by Gassi Ruach. Whoever has haughtiness, he thinks too much of himself. He has Gassi Ruach. Neufel be Gehenim, a fall into Gehenim. Venirom Omar Rosho. Like, what does Vanira mean? That means Omar Rosho, the Rosho says, Ain Rom, there's nobody great, like there's no Hashem, Ain Rom.